So dear brothers and sisters, in some way or another, we're all engaged in mission. And mission is this divine command, which the Lord has given each one of us, to go make disciples. It's not about such convincing people, because you can't really convince someone to believe something. You can just live it and maybe present the arguments, but it's an act of their free will as to whether they want to engage in this or not. And there are different techniques. There are different ways of doing this. Some are more successful than others. St. Paul does something very interesting in this reading, this account here in the Acts of the Apostles. So he's in Athens, and he sees a number of statues dedicated to different gods, the god of war, the god of fertility, who knows what else was there. And then there was, the Greeks were pretty smart. So to cover their bases, they had a statue to an unknown god in case they left someone out. In case there was another god that they weren't aware of or that hadn't revealed himself yet, they had this statue to an unknown god. I mean, that's pretty smart. Them Greeks, they knew what they were doing. Okay, so Paul walks along, sees this statue to an unknown god and says, this is it. This is the god I've been talking about. Now, strictly speaking, that's not really true. because, you see, we don't talk about a god amongst other gods. We speak about there is only one god. So St. Paul takes what is good in their approach to faith and tries to build on that. You take what is good and you try to build on that. And that's genius. Like I said, that's a really good idea. To take what is good and build on that. But there are two aspects there. So you recognize what is good, but you also have to build on it. So just to look at a couple of extremes now, which is, I think, helpful to know what works then and what doesn't. So, to take what's good, there's always a danger of seeing what other people do and seeing what's not good in what they do. So then, those for whom faith isn't important at all, they might say, well, sure, look, at least I'm not a murderer. You know, because murderers, they're the bad people, right? But then, say you're into a rosary group, then you're like, oh yeah, those people who don't pray the rosary, they're pagans. But then say, you're big into the Liturgy of the Hours. Oh, they only pray the rosary. You know, we pray the Liturgy of the Hours. You know? So anybody can say that the others aren't good enough, regardless of what kind of stage or phase you are in your you're at in your spiritual journey. We can always say the others aren't doing enough. And it's very interesting because whenever we, generally speaking, when people look at their own faith journey, we, as in you, you're the normal one, right? And if anybody prays more than you, they're exaggerating. And if anybody prays less than you, they're a pagan. But you have it right. Very interesting. We see this an awful lot in religious circles. You know, if anybody prays more than you, oh, Jesus must be part of a cult or something. There's something not right there, you know? If anybody prays less than you, well, poor little heathen, you know? So, and it's but you are the standard of normality. And again, that's, without realizing it, that's pride. That's pride. Whatever I do, that's balanced. That's fine. Any more than that's too much. Any less than that, too little. I'm the judge of normality. Okay. I remember I was doing a house-to-house visitation as a young fella. We were doing a parish mission, and I was teamed up with this lady who I suppose, old school Catholic for us here in Ireland. So she was one of those ladies who was just kind of a stalwart in the community. She was sacristan, and she arranged the flowers, and she had the Eucharistic adoration list, and she'd tell the priest basically what everything that he should do. And there I was with her anyway, so we knocked on a door, and this 15-year-old girl answered the door. And she said, hello, and we're part of the group, which I won't mention, part of this group here. We're promoting this mission going on. Are your parents home? Oh, they're not here at the moment. Okay. And do you go to Mass? I thought, that's a fairly blunt question to be asking. Do you go to Mass? Well, sometimes. Are you Catholic? Well, yeah. Do you have to go to Mass? Jean, if you're Catholic, you're not going to Mass. That's a sin. That's a mortal sin. That's hell. And I was standing there myself, and I was about 19 at the time, thinking, you're just threatening her with hell within three sentences. That's not very effective. That's not going to win her back to our mission. I should probably go to Mass because I don't want to go to hell. Because a lady at my door said I'd go to hell if I didn't go to Mass. That's not going to work. Build on the good. Build on what's good. Now, at times, what's good might be very little. As in, it might be just, you know, kind of, if there's a humanist approach to life where, you know, it's all about just being nice to the other person and recycling and taking care of yourself and, you know, being healthy, taking care of your health and taking, you know, all that kind of thing. Okay, great. Okay, build on that. There's not much to build on, but build away anyway. You know, I mean, like, it's a small foundation, but look, work with it. Work with it. And so, like, again, people, like, the big issue of today, like the environment and all that. Okay, it's and pardon me for saying it, like, it's not even close to our number one priority in the church. But look, people have some sort of a respect for God's creation. Okay, build on that. Build on that. I mean, yeah, isn't it amazing that God has given us all these wonderful things? We should absolutely take care of God's gift. You know, okay, build on that. But build. So it's not just about affirming the good and then leaving the person there. You affirm the good and then build on it. Because, again, the danger, there was a German theologian, Karl Rahner, and he spoke about us all being anonymous Christians. Right? So anonymous Christians. So people are kind of Christian without realizing it. Like, they're good people, they're doing good things, they're Christians without realizing it. As the Italians would say, punto. What do we say? Period, you Americans say. Full stop. It doesn't really work in English when we say it. So, as in, they're already good enough. They're already anonymous Christians, so you don't need mission. We're good to go. So that's recognizing the good, but not building on it. So we recognize the good, and we affirm the good, and we build on the good in order to reveal the face of the Father, in order to reveal who the Lord is, in order to witness to the joy of our faith. So there's more to do than just recognizing the good. It's a very good expression, like, which again I think does describe some of what we see going on in the church at the moment, where the good are the enemy of the perfect. You know, the good are the enemy of the perfect. So again, kind of back to what we were saying at the beginning, those who don't pray at all are terrible. There's no good in them at all. Those who go to Mass, well, if you go to Latin Mass is better. So then those who go to ordinary Mass aren't good enough. So now they're the enemy. So now we're all on the same side. You know, we're all Catholics. But those who don't go to Medjugorje, those who don't go to Latin Mass, those who don't go to wherever are kind of the enemy or the other. When there's plenty of room in the church for those who want Latin Mass, for those who want the Novus Ordo, for those who are of a more charismatic persuasion, there's room in the church for us all. We're not enemies. You know, we're not enemies, or we should not be enemies. Like, we're all on the same side. Okay, so we have different approaches. There's room for that. There really is. Peter and Paul, they were very different. Okay, so it's just to affirm the good and build on the good in as much as you can, in as much as you're able, in as much as is your responsibility. So that's a beautiful thing. To see the good in the other. Even like in Medjugorje, Our Lady never describes all of our words for this in English are pretty blunt, you know, but like heathens or pagans or like non-practicing people. She never describes them as any of those words there. She always says those who do not know the love of God yet. Those who do not know the love of God yet. Fantastic. Like, because you're recognizing in them there's potential there. They can know God. They can, and maybe if we do our part, they will. God is always doing his part. We don't have to, he's always at work. But if we do our part as a church, then maybe, yes, they'll come to know the love of God. So, yeah, those kind of out there are those who don't know the love of God yet. Much more affirming than kind of looking down on those who don't practice. So, St. Paul is just this, he's such an incredible missionary. Now, we see how then he affirms this unknown God, okay? Again, strictly speaking, it's not really true, but that unknown God is our God, because that unknown God wasn't Jesus, it wasn't any representation of the Trinity, you know what I mean? But it's something you can build on. But he does build. Immediately then he goes into describing our faith, revealed to us by Jesus, whom God raised from the dead. And they burst out laughing, right? What do you mean raised from the dead? If someone is dead, that means they're weak, that means they're mortal, that means they're fragile. Our gods are immortal. So this is ridiculous. I mean, he can't be a powerful God if he died. So it's obviously a new concept. But the point is, he's building. He didn't just say, that statue there, that unknown God, that's ours. Well done. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. No, like, he builds. He builds. Recognizes the good and builds on it. What a great example. What a great witness he is. Also to each one of us and in our church today. Also amongst young people in whom there is so much good and there is a desire to be good and there is a desire to change the world and there's a desire to make a difference. That desire is maybe often diverted into things of less importance or maybe things that aren't important at all. But there's a desire there to do good. So we as missionaries should endeavor to recognize what that good is and build on it. And build on it. So that they can come to know the Father. So we ask the Lord today to bless all missionaries, all priests and religious, all lay missionaries, all groups who aim to follow the Lord's command to go make disciples of all nations. That we may be courageous, that we may be tactful, that we may be compassionate and understanding, that we may be faithful to the truth, and most importantly, that we may be filled with love for the Lord and love for our neighbor. Amen.